seats, please.
How are things going, Julie?
Fine, Mr. Wilson. Next to the last night, and look at the line.
Yes, I wish I could hold Sullivan over for another week. Certainly would fix up the old pocket.
Miss Sullivan's really drawing a crowd, isn't she?
Advertising that she's wearing her diamonds in the act. That's what gets them.
A couple of loges?
Sorry, the only seats I have left are down in front.
How far down?
First five rows.
I'll see you later, Julie. I'm going backstage.
All right, Mr. Wilson.
How about the balcony?
Balcony seats going right in.
Give me two.
Good evening, Strand Theater. We're showing Always a Lady, starring Anne Sullivan and Frank Bellamy, with Miss Sullivan and Mr. Bellamy in person on the stage and five acts of vaudeville. Yes, she does. Well, the feature picture's on now. Miss Sullivan and her company go on in 15 minutes. Thank you.
Five of them.
Well, I can't give you five seats altogether.
That's okay. Let me have them, just as long as we get in.
It's all right, folks.
Nobody's been hurt.
The Strand Theater's been bombed.
Operator, give me the police station. Hurry.
Hey, Benton, slow the patrol car up, will you? I want to buy a morning paper.
Why waste three pennies when you've got a reporter in the car?
Sure, I can tell you all the news. Why not? I wrote it.
You know, gotta hand it to you, Stevens.
Why?
You're so darn modest.
Exclaimed you.
Hey, kid, favor.
Yeah, here you are.
Yeah, thanks, son.
Certainly splashed the story over the front page.
Hey, listen to this. Last night, in a spectacular robbery, Anne Sullivan, star of the stage and screen, was robbed of nearly half of her famous diamonds. As crowds poured into the Strand Theater, where Miss Sullivan is making a personal appearance, clever thieves set off a small bomb in the office of A.C. Wilson, theater manager. Police believe it was during the excitement and confusion of the explosion that the daring robbery was accomplished.
You think that's the way it happened, Stevens?
Sure, they deliberately set off that bomb so that everybody'd rush to the front of the theater. Actors included.
Where were the diamonds?
In Miss Sullivan's dressing room.
Well, unprotected?
Sullivan's maid should have been there, but like everyone else, when she heard the explosion, she went nuts and ran out of the room.
Did the bomb do any damage?
Not a bit. One of those black powder bombs. Just a lot of smoke and noise.
Anything else in the paper, Kemp?
Oh, there's statements here by Wilson, one by Miss Sullivan, Frank Bellamy, that's the guy who plays with her, and Julie.
Hey, look here, Julie gets a break.
Those, how about him? Didn't Cowan find any?
Your operator.
Cowan didn't, but I did.
You did?
Yeah, look at this scrap of paper.
Yeah, where'd you find that?
Crumpled up in Sullivan's dressing room.
Looks like a part of a note.
Kemp, read it.
Let's see. Us backstage at the foot of the stairs. Well, where's the first of it?
Well, the first is missing, torn off.
Sounds like an appointment.
And get a load of this handwriting. If there isn't something phony about it, I'll eat your badge.
Say, really it is odd.
Let me see. Steer the patrol car for a minute, will you, Kemp?
Sure.
23, calling car 23 at 145 Lincoln Avenue. Two men fighting.
Well, Benton, what's your answer on this thing?
Well, I'd say that two people wrote this note.
Two?
Two, Kemp. Take another look at that writing.
Let me see. Well, I'll be darned.
The words us, at, of, the, and stairs were written by one person, and the words backstage and foot were written by another.
I'm afraid you're right, Benton.
I'd say the note was written by one fella and space is left for the other one to fill in.
Yeah. Look how the word backstage is cramped.
Larry, what have you done about this note?
Nothing.
Well, you're going to do something now. You're going to take that note to headquarters for further analysis, and then we're picking up Detective Cowan and going back to the Strand Theater.
Boy, I didn't know there were so many girls in the show.
Gee, it's a regular review.
And there's a honey of a number coming up. The boys have been telling me about it.
Say, where's Benton? What happened to him?
Oh, he's with Detective Collins. They're talking to Wilson.
No, they're not. There goes Wilson up the stairs. Where do they lead to?
Where does what lead to what?
Well, the stairs, Sam.
Oh, to the dressing room, Jim. Now watch this number.
We've got to put a tail on this chap, Bellamy.
You mean Sullivan's lead? The fellow that's playing with him?
Yes, sir. Cowan's got plenty on him. He's got a police record.
Frank Bellamy, you're crazy.
He did time. 5 years in a federal prison for blackmail.
Hey! Give him the borders! Blue! Lights up! Black up!
Yeah, for this number, even backstage lights have to be put out.
It's dark as the devil. Can't see your hand before you're...
Hey, lights, Sam! Lights!
Yeah, but how about you know? Get those backstage
lights, I said! Oh, that's
better. Look, the foot of the stairs, Benton. Somebody's been shot. Wilson's holding him up. Quick, get a doctor.
Good Lord, it's Frank Bellamy.
What's happened?
I don't know. I saw Bellamy struggling with a figure, heard the shots, and saw the figure dash off the stage door.
Yeah, you stay here, Benton. I'll take care of the other.
Can't we carry him off the stage and get him into this prop room?
All right, Stevens, help me. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's that? Something fell out of Bellamy's pocket.
A ring. A diamond ring.
Oh, that ring belongs to Ann Sullivan.
We can identify later. Carry him into the prop room.
Here, down on this couch. There. Now, I'll go phone for a doctor.
No, Stevens. His pockets. See what's in his pockets.
Okay. Diamond. Look at him. 5 rings? A watch?
Well, there's not a trace of anyone out in the alley.
Hey, what do you got there?
A missing load. The Sullivan diamonds.
And that ain't all. What's in Bellamy's right hand?
A piece of paper.
Anything on it?
Some writing.
Here, give me that paper. Let's see. It says, "For your own good, meet..." Don't you see? It's the first of the notes you found in Sullivan's dressing room. Kemp, where are you going?
I've got to find Julie.
Okay, and I've got to find Detective Cowan.
Well, Cowan, how about it?
Yes, Benton, the ice belonged to Sullivan.
Was she glad to get him back?
Not too glad. There's still one ring missing.
You don't say.
Frank Bellamy had an accomplice.
Look here, Cowan. You don't think he pulled the robbery?
He was certainly in on the deal, heavily in debt, and in spite of his good job, needed money badly.
Did you get any statement out of him?
I should say not.
You didn't? Why?
Bellamy's dead.
What?
By the time the doc got here, it was too late. Bellamy never regained consciousness.
And the accomplice?
Had a call from headquarters. Just received a report on that handwriting analysis. A man and woman wrote that note. Bellamy's dead, but I got a tail on her.
Her? Who do you mean?
Sullivan's maid. She's really the only one who had a chance to steal the diamond. I got a man covering her, and if...
All right. Careful now, Julie. No, don't turn on the lights. I can use my flash.
If Mr. Wilson caught me snooping in his office, I'd lose my job.
Oh, now, don't worry. All I want is a sample of Bellamy's handwriting. And where does Wilson keep the contracts?
Turn your flashlight this way, Fred. There. Mr. Wilson usually files the contracts in this drawer. Yes, here they are. Actors' Equity. Sullivan. Daisy Ward. Here it is. Frank Bellamy.
Let me have it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I thought.
What's the matter?
Frank Bellamy never wrote that note.
What?
No, what? Sir.
Who did?
It was written
Frank,
by...
somebody in this office besides us.
Where?
By the door. I saw that shadow move.
Whoever you are, stand perfectly still or I'll...
Hey, look out!
Take that. All right, now drop that gat. Drop it or I'll break your arm.
Fred!
Kemp, where are you?
Oh, the light. Someone snap on the light.
I've got him.
Got who?
The man we want.
Yes, please, officer. It's Wilson.
Hey, Benton. The handcuffs. All right, quick, Del. Put them on him.
Well, I'm a couple of...
Alan, Wilson's the man we're after.
How do you know?
Yeah, look here. Take a look at this equity contract.
Read that clause. See? Mr. Wilson's handwriting matches perfectly with the writing on that note.
All right. All right, I'll come clean. I did it. I was broke and facing bankruptcy. Sullivan's jewels looked easy, especially with Marjorie Gates planted as the maid.
You got her to the job?
I did. Sullivan's own maid quit in Detroit. I recommended Marjorie. I would have put it over, too, if it hadn't been for Bellamy.
Oh, and that's why you shot him, huh?
Yes. He got wise to Marjorie and me and threatened blackmail if we didn't divvy up. Held that note continually over our heads. I destroyed part of it, but...
Come on, Wilson. You can tell the rest to Sergeant Reynolds. We're taking you and that maid to headquarters.
All cars. Calling all cars. Attention all cars. Calling all cars. Attention all cars, calling all cars, stand by for important announcement.
Honor the law.